Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
So Mark Todd, one of the greatest Olympians of all time to come out of New Zealand. I think he was about seven-time medal winner at the Olympics a lot, and I think he picked up you'll correct me, but I reckon he picked up a bronze in 2000 here in Sydney as well. So Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your efforts off the racetrack with your Olympic standards. I probably was incorrect in some summation, but you did pretty well.
I had a very fortunate career, and I am still going in that arena too.
Now, I'd realise that because, and I suppose it may surprise people, you're not exactly a youngster with the greatest of respect, but you're still riding very, very well.
I'm fortunate that, the body's holding up and I can keep going.
Now, I think from memory, when you were training in New Zealand, you bought a horse here to Sydney, did you?
That's right. I bought a filly called Bramble Rose who came over. It must have been around 2004 or something like that. And she ran in, I can't remember the name of the race now, but first race, and then she ran in the Australian Oaks. She ran second in the first run and third in the Australian Oaks, yeah.
Now, this horse, Eminent, from what I can gather, the trainer in England, Martin Mead, was bought out of the horse, and the idea was to send him to stud in New Zealand. But then Sir Peter Vella said, why don't we put him into work and give him a few runs? So you're going to give him three runs here in Sydney.
He's actually only going to have the two. We nominated for Doncaster, but that was sort of as a safety net. But he's probably all going well. He'll go for the Randbet. And then if we run well enough in that, we'll kick on and go to the Queen Elizabeth.
Now, you've worked him this morning.
Yeah, with a bit of a last-minute plan, I think, before he went to stud to have a go at trying to win a Group 1 with him.
Sir Mark, how's he travelled getting here to Australia?
He's a remarkable horse. He's still obviously still a stallion, but he's got a brilliant temperament. He just cops everything. He's travelled like an old pro. They found a mate for him over here, so he's got a mate in quarantine here, otherwise he'd been on his own. But since he's arrived, he very quickly put on the weight he lost on the flight, and he's continued to do well and put on weight. He's very relaxed. We've got brilliant facilities here at the Canterbury Racecourse, and everybody's been extremely helpful and making our stay as comfortable as possible, and the horses really enjoying it.
You would have had a lot of experience travelling horses with your Olympic career because you would have taken eventers all over the world.
That's right, yeah. So, we're used to travelling horses all around the world, and it's certainly not the problem that it used to be. And, the air freight companies are very used to travelling horses, and all the facilities and everything's made as smooth as possible, so it makes it easier for the horses.
Well, half your battle is getting them to travel well and then settle in. It seems like you've achieved that.
Yeah, like I say, very happy with that. He's eating up. He's very relaxed. And so from that perspective, we're very happy.
Now, as you said, when did he last race? Because you've got him nom for the two races here over the 2000. How long is it since he's had a run?
Well, he hasn't raced since August last year. I haven't trained a horse for over 10 years. I'm not a racehorse anyway. So, while we're very happy we're confident that he's fit and he's well. Obviously last year his race record wasn't as good as it was when he was a three-year-old for whatever reason. So we're just, we're going a little bit into the dark and in the deep end, running straight off into a 2,000-metre Group 1 race. But, there's still a lot of questions to be answered, but we're happy with where we are with the horse going into the race.
Well, I've got your jockey on the other line. I'm going to have a chat to James McDonald in the moment. Was he smiling when he came back after the work?
Oh, there was a wee bit of a smile on his face, I think.
Did you know him in New Zealand in your days there, or his dad?
James, the McDonalds lived on the next door farm to us on Kaitaki Road, and I've known James since he was a little kid, and he and his brother Luke used to come on their ponies and join our kids and ride around the farm. So, yeah, I've known him a long time.
So, Mark, as I said, he's listening. Can you tell us something that's going to make him nervous about him as a child?
I don't think so. No. You know, ask them about the time they left the ponies and they were playing in the sand pit. They just jumped off the ponies and just left them standing there, and there were three of them.
Well, I'd say he's starting to get toey already. We wish you all the best with Eminent. You're in quarantine now. When do you come out? How long before the race do you come out of quarantine?
Well, he finishes quarantine this weekend, but we're not actually going to move him out of here till Tuesday. I mean, it's not an ideal situation having to move stables again close to the race, but we don't have an option. He will be just moving to the other side of the race course. And like I say, he has got his mate with him, so hopefully it won't cause us too much of a problem.
Well, we wish you all the best with him, and we appreciate your time this morning, Sir Mark. Good to catch up.
Very good. Thank you very much.